ET and OCD. I blame it all on Steven Spielberg's ET, the Extraterrestrial. As I followed Maya and her father down the dark exit ramp of the small Upper East Side movie theater, I knew I would never be the same. The film had punctured a hole in my innocent core, and with every step, all the remaining sanity in my 7-year-old body leaked onto the popcorn-covered carpet. Not only was I still alarmed by the image of E.T., all white and sunken and connected to monitors with suction cups, but most importantly, I was deeply traumatized by the fact that for a majority of the movie, Elliot, the kid, was all alone in his knowledge of the alien. Yes, he chose to keep the alien a secret, and yes, E.T. happened to be harmless and very nice, irrelevant. For a period of time, Elliot was the only kid on Earth who knew the alien existed. So I started to worry, too. Not that I'd see an actual alien, but that an alien might appear in my room one night, hang with me for a little while, maybe play a couple rounds of Uno, and then disappear before anyone else could see it. The sighting and the interaction would be far too much to process alone, and worse, what if no one believed me? Before long, my worst fear in life became the possibility that I'd befriend an alien who'd refused to meet anyone. To be fair, E.T. might have just unleashed some issues that had been percolating since I first began watching an abundance of Sesame Street at age 3. Fundamentally, I like this show. I'm all for harmonious interactions between furry creatures and humans. But as wholesome as Sesame Street was, there was one deeply upsetting character dynamic. During the years I watched the series, Snuffleupagus was not yet an acknowledged member of the Sesame Street clan. He only appeared in scenes with Big Bird and would just accidentally wander off right before another character came along. When Big Bird raved about his very real furry best friend, Mr. Hooper, Maria, Oscar, and the others, they'd be like, "Sure, Big Bird, whatever, you have a best friend, dream on." Big Bird tried to be a good sport about it, but he'd still plead, "No, you guys, really, I have a best friend. He was just here a second ago." I was shocked and outraged by their lack of faith in Big Bird. The misunderstanding was gut-wrenching, and I wanted to dive into the screen and shake them ferociously and make them believe. After Maya and her dad walked me home from the movie theater that night, I begged my mom to let me sleep on the tan love seat near her sofa bed. That way, if I saw an alien, friendly or unfriendly, she'd probably see it too. But unfortunately, Mom had a new boyfriend over. She had always casually dated, but this guy was one of the few significant long-term suitors. I'll call him Ron, because I've never really liked that name. I apologize if your name is Ron. Ron was a financial analyst who had an oblong head and a nasty space between his two front teeth. He and my mother had only been going out a few months, so the answer to my request to sleep on the love seat was an emphatic no. "But I'm really scared this time," I begged. "All those other times were nothing compared to this." Mom might have felt badly, but she held firm, and I was forced to curl up at the edge of my bed in a fetal position and yell for her reassurance through the wall from my room. "Mom! Mom! If an alien drops in and talks to me but goes away when you come in, you promise to believe me that it was here, right?" "I'd believe you thought you saw an alien, dear." "No, you need to say you'd believe me that there really was an alien, Mom." "But there is no such thing as aliens, sweetheart. I'd believe you thought you saw one." Ron probably cursed the day he got involved with a single parent because we must have gone back and forth like that for 40 minutes and for an hour every night thereafter for the next 6 months. Now that I think about it, the whole E.T. Snuffleupagus thing was sending a pretty harmful message to children. I mean, what about kids who had actually seen or experienced something really bad? In fact, I just learned that this was why producers eventually integrated Snuffleupagus into all Sesame Street social gatherings. All children must be told they'll be believed. Mark my words, the first thing I'll do when my baby comes out of the womb is look it straight in the eye and say, "I will totally believe you if you ever see or befriend an alien."